sorry about that. The less people who know about this, the better. You're aware that a body was found within the prohibited zone. Frozen? I don't know why anyone is in the area. And I don't know the answer to that either. It was handed to Ursa Christian's dossier, bypassing me completely. Yes, of course it's his daughter. The clue is in the name.
Is that what you are seeing, Bridget Tully? And is that what you think? I tell you, it's too much talk you have, making yourself out to be such a great one, and to be running down every respectable person. A rope, is it? It isn't much of a rope was needed to tie up your own furniture the day you came into Martin Tully's house. And you never bringing as much as a blanket or a penny or a suit of clothes with you. And I myself bringing £70 and 2 feather beds. A rope, is it? I tell you, the whole of this town is full of liars and schemers that would hang you up for half a glass of whiskey.
I always used to love sitting here, watching the river. Back when I lived on these streets, it felt like one of the rare places in this city that was peaceful and safe at the same time. Look at that world out there. We are lost and nothing will stop. Kate Tempest. As soon as I could afford a pair of headphones, I used to listen to her lyrics every night. The anger of them calmed me down somehow, but without switching me off to the injustice.
I want to stop. I really do. I'm trying. I really am. But I don't think you understand. A fire is the most beautiful thing ever created. I dare you to show me a work of art that can rival a 5-alarm fire. You couldn't do it. You just couldn't. And I like art as much as the next person. But I wonder always when I see a Van Gogh or a Rembrandt. I imagine, as I'm sure you do, what it would look like on fire.
The sick do not ask if the hand that smooths their pillow is pure, nor the dying care if the lips that touch their brow have known the kiss of sin. It was you I thought of all the time. I gave to them the love you did not need, lavished on them a love that was not theirs. And you thought I spent too much of my time in going to church and in church duties. But where else could I turn? She said it in a way that implied, of course, he would inform his mother-in-law of every matter of which he knew. But she had a way of drawing things out of people, of picking up on a moment of hesitation or an offhand comment and worrying it like the dog with the ewe. Richard would not have spread his friend's affairs about the country. My mother must have already heard it from someone else, and no doubt questioned him while he was occupied and distracted.
I'm sorry, darling. I know you miss your brother. It's just, well, an illicit marriage was one thing. His suddenly having a legitimate son came as something of a shock.